You're listening to the New Normal Order, episode 337, for day 26 of 2020. This is part 2. We're going to cover hidden SmartFlare installation disk. Of course, as always, you may or may not actually have this on your Linux distribution, depending on what you're running. The package that we're covering today is ACCT, or account ACCT. And it is a set of utilities that reports data about user connect times and process execution statistics. The first command in this, and again, this is in the software series AP, which is the application software set. So the first command in the user bin directory is AC, and I'm going to do a man AC here, and this prints statistics about users connect time, times. There should be an S at the end of that time in the man page. Okay, so anyway, AC prints out a report, and it's pretty easy to get started with it. You type in AC, and it tells you the connect time for the current user. And I see that it tells me that the total connect time for me right now is 2059.58. So that's how long I've been logged in to my system. So that's the most basic usage. I really like these commands, that if you type it in, it gives you something useful in return. I know that that's not always possible, but I do like it when it happens. I think that's really nice design. Okay, so by default, the AC command figures all this stuff out from the WTMP file. And we've mentioned the WTMP file before when we were talking about the W command and the new command and probably some other commands, but this AC command reads stuff by default out of the WTMP file. If you wanted to complain if there's an inconsistency in the WTMP file, you can tell it dash dash complain. So AC space dash dash complain, and it reports problems. And it looks like it's quite verbose when it's reporting problems. For instance, it's telling me, when I do that, it's telling me that there are missing records for a login on a couple of different TTYs going way back in history. So that may be over verbose, I guess, depending on what you're looking at. You can get a daily total too. AC dash dash daily dash total gives you, again, way back in history, it gives you the total amount of login time each day. This is reporting in hours, so I haven't been able to quite decipher where it's judging things from. So, for instance, it tells me that today, so far, I've been logged in apparently for 48 hours. Now, that's not true. I know that for a fact, that it hasn't been 48 hours within a day, because days are only 24 hours. And while you might think it could be accurate based on when I turn off my computer and so on, I do happen to know that it's not accurate, because I remember rebooting at one point, or rather turning it off and then coming home and turning it back on, so it wasn't like a straight reboot. So I'm not exactly sure I know where it's getting the information from. I can't quite make sense of what it's reporting exactly. So it's not super useful to me yet, but maybe if I actually track my actual habits, maybe I could equate, I could sort of decipher what activity it's actually reporting to me. Now, it is important to note that the new AC is different apparently than other implementations of AC. So if for whatever reason you'd be used to AC on a straight Unix system, then the new AC, which is what I've got installed here, it claims that it will be a little bit different. You can print year, dash dash print dash year, there's dash dash print zeros, so if there's a total of zero, then you can tell it to print zero. As far as I can tell, that is the default, because, I mean, in spite of what the man page says, it says the default is to suppress printing, and yet I see on December 25th, notably, It's 0 hours, and I did not pass dash dash print dash zeros. It's accurate. I didn't log in on Christmas. I was reading all day an actual hardcover book. So it is accurate, but it printed out for me. So it's okay. So that's AC. It's, you can kind of imagine how it would be useful, but at the same time, I think some time spent really tracking, sort of equating its interpretation of all of these things and what you're actually physically doing might be something that is necessary. Next up in the package is the last dash ACCT command, which I'm assuming is one of those occasions where the binary probably had to be renamed in order not to collide with an existing command, because there's another command called last, L-A-S-T, which basically does the same thing. And in fact, when you do man last dash ACCT, it just takes you to the last man page. I mean, verbatim last man page. So I don't know exactly the relationship between those two commands. I didn't bother looking up sort of the origin of one and the other, because I don't think it actually matters. The point is that the command exists, and if you type in last-ACCT, then they're not symlinks to each other either. I checked that, and I checked the MD5 songs, they're completely different. So I'm assuming we've either done the last command already in the... Okay, you've talked me into it. I'm gonna find in var blob packages, type f iname. No, I don't care about the iname. I'm just gonna exec grep last, and that'll be at the end of the line, preferably. So I'll just use a dollar sign. Oh, and I need to make it grep dash eight capital H lowercase I. Well, the lowercase I doesn't really matter, so I'll just do capital H last dollar sign bracket bracket, or rather curly brace forward slash, or is that back, no backslash semicolon. And it does look like it's found, so the last command, user bin last, also exists in sysvinit-2.88bsf. So there is a last command that gets shipped with sysvinit, which Slackware packages and distributes for compatibility purposes. So last ACCT is presumably... it serves the same function, but maybe it's by a different group. I don't really know who did the two. So last, very useful little command. You type it in, it shows you, it parses and prints the contents of WTMV. There are various options that you can use. You can, for instance, suppress printing the host name field. You can tell it to parse a different file with dash F. You can tell it how many of the most recent lines to show. So if you just want, the last one, you can do dash num one, and it does not do the thing that it says it's going to do. That's okay. I think I'm falling victim to the exact problem, because I just typed in last instead of last dash ACCT. So I'm going to type in last ACCT dash num space one, and no, actually it's still, it seems like this is a little bit of a maybe not working type situation. Yeah, last dash num one prints everything. It doesn't just show me the last line, and then last dash ACCT dash num one gives me an error, says number of lines to print must be positive and non-zero. So if I do a last dash n one, that works as expected, and last dash ACCT dash n one also works as expected. So that's interesting. I think the man page might be a little bit out of date for that, because that clearly doesn't comply with what it thinks it should. It does say, however, that there is a dash dash Oh yeah, that's what's happening is that I'm looking. That is confusing. So last dash ACCT shows me the man page for last the its own version of last. Sort of obviously, I should have realized that. So this is the one written by Noel Craig, and the man page was added by Dirk Edelbusel. So that's that one. Now, if I just do man last, then this is the one by Miguel von Schmorgenberg. So or Miguel von Schmorgenberg. So yeah, that's the difference. I'm getting my man pages mixed up. Okay, that's good. It's good to see. Good to be aware of that. So even though they appear to be, the name, the command invocation, as originally written, is the same, but of course, because it's been renamed on this, I can't treat it that way. That's good reinforcement to something that sort of once you say it out loud seems really obvious. But it's interesting because that doesn't actually happen all that often. Not really. I mean, sometimes there's, I guess there are sometimes dual, sort of the name things that would collide in name the names of, but you opt for one or the other. Or you don't care because they do basically the same thing. You use them without a thought. It does actually happen with the BSD tar as well. At least I mean on Slackware, you've got tar, which is GNU tar, and then BSD tar, like BSDTAR, all one string. And if you do man BSD tar, it just takes you to a man page labeled tar. And it says BSD at the top in BSD General Commands Manual. That's the only other time that I can really think of having seen that. Okay, so anyway, man last dash ACCT. So it very clearly explicitly states dash N for a number or dash dash lines and the number to tell it how many lines to print. Dash dash complain is still applicable. Dash dash. So these were also, this was a thing in AC as well, this option. Or this problem with something they call a time warp. And there's a couple of different commands associated with that. There's dash dash tw dash leniency, dash dash tw dash suspicious, dash dash, well, complain. Complain actually will throw a time warp error if there is one. And apparently there are these sometimes, like whatever, I don't know exactly. I don't know why. This is the first I'd heard of it, to be honest, but it's apparently called a time warp. And sometimes this is according to the back to the AC man page. Sometimes entries in a WTMP file suddenly jump back into the past without a clock change record occurring. It is impossible to know how long a user was logged in when this occurs. If you want to count the time between login and time warp against the user, include this flag to make AC Bay like the one that was distributed with your OS, include this flag. So there you go. That's a note in the GNU AC man page, but I cannot find anywhere what would account for that. Now, I'm assuming, well, one of my theories was that because I'm in New Zealand, for instance, my clock needs to get set or whatever. Reset sometimes to my local time zone from UTC. So I was thinking, well, maybe it's got something to do with that, like that setting of that resetting of the clock or that updating of the clock according to the time server that I'm using. I don't think that's it because the anomalies that I have been able to find are way off, like way back into the year 1148. Really bizarre, sort of arbitrary looking anomalies. So I don't exactly know what the time warp is caused by. I have been able to find them in WTMP, but I've not been able to find exactly what it's down to. Okay, so there's also, let's see, dash dash IP dash address. So if you're doing this on a remote system or remote systems, you might need to know which host something was, the login occurred on, that sort of thing. dash dash more dash records, print out run level changes, shutdowns, and time changes in addition to the normal records. So that seems pretty useful. I have a feeling, as you might, from the name of the software and kind of the tone of the man page, that this really is intended for systems when people were timed, they were charged or whatever, based on what they were doing, or how much time they spent on the computer, like a timeshare or whatever. And that's probably not what it would be used for today, I imagine. I mean, it might be, you know, if you've got a setup like that, obviously, then that would be a thing. But what I could see people using this for today, honestly, more accurately, is, well, maybe forensics, maybe. I mean, if you have a set of users and something has gone wrong, something's gotten messed up or whatever, you need to see who the last person in was, then this would be the way to do that. And it's kind of funny because my partner does a lot of teaching at various schools, and the IT departments at those various schools are frequently not run in a way that I would run an IT department, and I know, because I've run one before. And a lot of times they'll have just a standard, you know, just a student login. It's one student login for all students. You can see where that might be a problem. I mean, it's on a non-Linux OS anyway, so it doesn't probably, there's probably a lot of different reasons that it's not the same, but I, you know, every time I hear about these weird problems, I just think, well, you know, if you actually had an account per student, then you'd be able to see who was on when something went wrong or whatever. So yeah, it's kind of amusing. So I mean, you might be able to use this for that sort of forensic task. But the other thing that I was thinking of was maybe you could just get a feel for really what your computer gets up to all day. You know, which you think to yourself, well, I know what my computer gets up to all day. I'm the person doing it. But I mean, you know, like sometimes reporting on stuff that you think you know reveals stuff that you didn't realize. So in order to be able to track information beyond just the stuff in WTMP, specifically process accounting, you need to activate the process accounting log file, which is the PACCT file, stored in var log, or wherever your logs are stored. It is activated with a command included in this package called accounton, ACCTon. It looks like acton, but it wouldn't be, I guess, because act would be ACT. So this is ACCT, like account, and then ON, all one string, accounton. And if you do act on dash dash help, you'll get the friendly little help menu, and it tells you that the arguments are either on, off, and then also accounting underscore file, which I'm assuming it's saying to activate, if not active, and save information in this particular file, the default being /var/log/p account. So that's kind of good because you could relocate that file if you needed to. I'm going to do a quick du-h. No, I'm not. What am I talking about? I'm going to do a df-h on my /var. I do have 18 gigs available on that, so I'm going to do something crazy and just do account on space on turning on process accounting file set to the default var log p account, and then it says account on no such file or directory. So let's look at /var/log and see if it has actually made that file. It has not. So I'm going to do a touch of var log p account, and then I'm going to run that command again, account on. Now it says turning on process accounting file set to the default var log p account. Okay, cool. So that means we're logging stuff now, which kind of opens up the next two commands for us, which are lastcon and sa. So lastcon is, I'm going to exit out of the root user. I'm going to do, I don't know what to do. I've done an LS. I guess I could, I'm going to do a man last com first so that we can talk about what this does. So what this does is it prints out information on the on previous commands. So it basically it's sort of a history file of sorts, or you could say it's a look at PS in reverse. And yeah, we could just do last com maybe, and it dumps out a bunch of information from this P account, this var log P account file. And when I say a bunch, I mean a bunch. Like it is a very not verbose, but I mean it. You know, when you open up the top command or htop, I guess I've aliased top to htop on my system. You get a lot of processes, right? In your terminal, you know that. It's kind of the same way when you do a query for last com. There's a lot of stuff going on. Now this is just for my user for Plateau. So obviously a sysadmin would be able to define the user that they want to review. By default, it prints just everything. You can filter it out with a bunch of different conditions and options. So for instance, you could do last com dash dash strict match dash dash command and then the name of the command, and then define the user with the dash dash user. And you can even define which TTY you want to investigate. Now I'm not going to go into, I wouldn't go quite that far, but I could do last com dash dash strict match dash dash command. Let's do man. Let's see if that works. User Plateau. And it looks like it does work. It says, okay, the man command was executed for some number of seconds on this day at this time. And it's got two instances of those, which sounds about right for as long as I've been running this process accounting. So yeah, it's a pretty nifty little system actually, just because like once again, I mean, you know, you look at it and you just think, well, this is top or this is PS or any one of those ways of looking at the processes that you run, but really it's not. It is a history of most of what you do on your computer potentially. I mean, depending on how you're running this. This is going to encompass a lot of activity, and looking back at it might be kind of telling. You know, it might actually sort of tell you something about what you do with your day, all day. Which, as I say, like you think you know, but then if you actually see it, sometimes it reveals something a little bit different. Now, one thing I've noticed about this, a little bit of a drawback here, is that it really does seem to be centered around your login terminal. I mean, your interactive terminal session. So, for instance, I'll launch from my GUI, here, this little Java application, PCGen, and it's installed in Opt, and it pops up here with its default little splash screen, and it starts up, and it's doing its thing, and it gives me the splash page here. Okay, here's the application. It's open. Now, if I open up a new session and I do last com dash dash command, and I'm keeping it quite fuzzy here. I'm not telling it to do a strict match. I'm not telling it to filter it down by user. I'm just requesting last com dash dash command PCGen, which is what I launched from KRunner. Nothing comes up. Well, I happen to know that PCGen is a Java application, so let's tell it to report on that then. So last com dash dash command Java. Nothing comes up. So when they say last com, they mean last com. Because if I do the same, if I look into at the little desktop file, that refers me to a startup script. I'm just telling you all of this really for accuracy rather than for any good reason. And so I can look at the launch script and it tells me that okay, I need to be in slash opt, or I need to be in the folder in which the jar is located. That's fine. So cd slash op slash pc gen, and then I'll do java dash, I'm just taking this straight from the file. So I'm doing dash xms is the default minimum memory, and dash xmx is default maximum memory. I'm going to set that to something ridiculous because I got memory. And then dash jar and then dot slash pc jar. Application starts. Asks me where my preference folder is, as usual. Shows me the splash screen. And then it shows me the interface, which I can interact with a little bit just to kind of give us some seconds on the clock. And I'll close that interface. Now I'm going to get a date stamp right now, and then I'm going to do the last com dash dash command, and we'll just cut straight to the chase, and we know it's a Java command, it's not PC gen. And here's the command I ran, the Java command logged as one would expect. A couple of things about this, so it's obviously biased towards actual commands typed into the terminal. I'm gathering that from the reporting. And also, if you repeat this process a couple of times, you'll notice that the report, by default, shows you most recent at the top. If you want to reverse that, it is, to me, unintuitive, but the switch, the option is dash dash forward. If you think about it, it makes sense what they're saying, but to me, I feel like, well, you've given me the default list, so now I'm going to reverse that default list. I'm not saying that's the better thing. I'm just saying that would have been intuitive to me. Forward actually does make sense. It's saying go forward in time rather than back in time. So dash dash forward gives you the list sort of flipped on its head. Okay, that's the last com command. There's also the sa command. And this is sort of, this is the part where you're really getting the reporting aspect of everything. I like this one a lot. If you're trying to come up with this, if you're doing reverse engineering of how you spent your day, this is where you're looking, SA. So in man, that's the man command, I don't know why I spelled that out, man space SA, it summarizes an account. The default view is quite nice. You just type in SA and you get a dump of all the P account information for your current user. So this is what you're looking for, after you've done last con for individual commands, you want to see all of that summarized. This is the command for that SA. Now, by default, it's a little bit tricky because it sometimes conglomerates a bunch of I actually don't know what it bases its decision on. I'd have to go look, I guess, probably at the source code to figure that out. But it combines certain things that I guess it doesn't deem worthy of its own of their own lines. But luckily, if you do a man SA, you see that there's an option called dash dash list dash all dash names. So if I do SA dash dash list dash all dash names, then it expands the other element. So it's asterisk, 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 other, asterisk. I don't know why it's spelled that way, but that's how it provides it. If you see that and you think, well, what's other? This is you just do a dash, dash, list, dash, all, dash, names, or just dash A, and that shows you. The columns are, there are several. They are listed in the man page. I'm not going to go over them all. There's the CPU one, which is the sum of system and user time in CPU seconds. And then there's RE, which is real time in CPU seconds. So I'm kind of assuming that those are the first two. And, for instance, for Java, let's see, where's the Java one? I just had it in my eyesight. There it is. Java, it says 3 for the first column, which I guess would be CPU seconds, and 0.08 in real user seconds or something. So I don't know. I The CPU seconds thing always confuses me because I think, well, that's not exactly how I experience time. So it's, I don't have a super sort of in-depth connection to that concept, but that's what it's providing you. And either way, I think that you can get kind of a feel for weight of these commands by looking at CPU seconds. You can also see them as percentages. So again, just man, I'm going to keep my last my list all names. So dash dash percentages or just dash C, that'll show you all the numbers as before, but most of the numbers as before are now in percentages. And that may be, have sort of a broader meaning to you, possibly. It does to me. That's kind of my, that would be, if I had to look at this to track, to try to reverse engineer my day, then I would probably look at the percentages. There's a bunch of sorting options, as you could probably imagine. There's a lot of columns there. You can sort them in different ways. And of course, if you break out and use other applications like sort or awk or whatever you want, then you could do even more sorting, I think. You could also just do a straight reverse sort with a dash R or a dash dash reverse dash sort. So that's kind of, I would argue that that was fairly intuitive. And of course, there's the dash dash other dash file where you can actually look at some other file other than the default var log p account file. That's nearly it for this package. There are two other commands contained in the user sbin, which I'm imagining are debug commands. They're pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Dump dash acct and dump dash utmp. If I type them in as is, they fail to work. And the reason is because they're telling me that the system's default login accounting file is var log wtemp. Why it tells me that but doesn't act on that file, I'm not clear. But the point is that if I say dump dash utmp space slash var slash log slash wtmp, it dumps the contents of the WTMP file on my screen. Now, you probably remember from when we were looking at Yuga Linux that there are commands that do that outside of dump WUTMP, dump UTMP. So you can get this information a couple of different ways. And that's fine. That's perfectly acceptable. And then dump dash acct, if I, again, no arguments, then it's able to tell me that the system's default process accounting is var log p account, but it doesn't process that. It simply tells me that that is it. If I copy and paste it into that command, after that command, dump account var log p account, then I get the contents of that dumped onto my screen. It is notably and significantly different than just doing a cat of those files. And I know that a lot of people get very upset when they see that systemd journal CTL, it keeps its log files in a binary format and so on. This is a pretty old command, and you can't really cat out var log p account. You can, but it's not what you think it's going to be. It's a bunch of, you see strings, but you see a bunch of binary artifacts in there as well. So if you dump account var log p account, then you see it as intended. It's kind of interesting. And the same goes for you for wtemp rather. So yeah, let's do the dump utemp. Because I don't remember. Oh yeah, it was in var log. Okay, so if I cat var log wtemp, yeah, bunch of binary data that's, I would argue, even less readable than the other one. So yes, it's not unheard of to keep files on a Unix system not entirely in plain text. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. I'm not advocating for keeping it in binary format. I'm simply noting that apparently that was a thing anyway, before for instance, system D. Okay, so that's the account package, process accounting utilities. That's all of the accounts. I'm going to, before I forget, I'm going to become root. I'm going to do act on, and then off. And that's turned off process accounting, and then I'm going to /var/log/pAccount, and then exit so I'm not hanging out in root. So that's the account package. I think it is full of potential if you want to analyze your own activities, or I mean, if you have a bunch of users who you're charging to use a computer, or you know, you're for whatever reason you're tracking the processes that the CPU is being used for, which I mean it could be a great debugging tool too. I didn't even think of that. I kept sort of going back to, oh, it'd be kind of cool to see what I'm doing with my computer all day. What if your computer is doing something and you're not too clear on what all those cycles are getting used for? This would be a really great way to have a little bit of insight into that. And it might be, you know, launching top and just trying to kind of keep an eye on the increase in activity when it happens. Getting a retrospective view of that would be could be rather useful, I imagine. Well, that's the end of this episode. In the next one, we're going to talk about ALSA utils, or utils. That's a hard one to say, ALSA utils. ALSA utilities. That's what we're going to talk about next time. Talk to you then. Podcast. This has been Klaatu. You can reach me on IRC. I'm on the Freenode network, usually in channels such as Augcast Planet, Slacker Media, Slackware, a couple of others. My nick on IRC is not Klaatu. You can also reach me lately on Mastodon. My username there is @Klaatu@mastodon.xyz. Of course, you can email me at klaatu@member.fsf.org. That's klaatu@member.fsf, as in Free Software Foundation.org. And of course, you can visit my various websites, gnuworldorder.info and slackermedia.info. I will see you next time.
The other enemies of the church, the box dwellers, the Barbies and cans, the slackless ones, the walking somnambulax, the great incurables, those who can never know slack, the nauseous ultrasers, the hollow earth, the green energy ghouls, the ghost devils.